Okay, but what about that other empty seat? There were only 15 of us to begin with, so why are there 16 seats? She must have been attacked in the main room first. Then she ran to the bathroom to try and hide. The killer followed her in, and that's where they finished the job. Hina seems the obvious candidate. After all, she just said she was in the dining hall. But if it wasn't either of you, then what other possibility is there? The reason all the hair was gone was to remove any trace that Sayaka had ever been there. That makes sense, does it not? What do you mean? Okay, but then why would the killer even think the door was locked in the first place? Everyone should have known you can't lock any of the boys' bathrooms. Does no one have any other thoughts or questions? It does not matter how trivial they may seem. Oh, you. But can we be sure anyone even got this note? And honestly, even if they did, I do not think they are at all involved in what happened. Would you like to hear what I have to say? Very well then. Pay attention. Sayaka and Makoto switched rooms, correct? But in the note, the place they were asked to come to, it specifically says, "My room." Exactly. The room that Makoto was staying in. So in other words, even if someone did read the note and did what it said, they would not have any connection to what happened. They got switched? Sayaka fought with her killer there in the room, yes? Perhaps the answer to our previous question lies in that initial struggle, which brings up another point. Makoto, Sayaka was the one who suggested you two switch rooms, correct? Maybe the reason she wanted to switch rooms was so that she could pin the crime on you. That is a possibility, is it not? That would also explain why she would switch the nameplates. She wanted to get whoever she had targeted to come to Makoto's room, where she was staying. And by committing the murder there, instead of her room, that would implicate Makoto. But for that to work, the target had to be lured out while still keeping the room swap a secret. If the target knew she had switched rooms, they would have become suspicious right away. But in the end, her plan backfired. She launched her attack with the knife, then found herself under attack in turn. That must be when her wrist got broken, and she was forced to drop the knife. Do we really have time for all that? Well, before we get too far into that, I need to ask, can we really be sure that Sayaka is the one who wrote it? But one piece burned off and got left behind. A target 30 feet away would surely be little challenge for the ultimate baseball star. Then it would seem we are finished here. You're saying Genocide Jack is one of us? But I cannot imagine anyone other than you could murder someone in such a bizarre fashion. Perhaps if you had an alibi, that would change things. What is your point? That does make some amount of sense. Then the reason he pushed the theory of Genocide Jack being the killer so hard was because he wanted to pin the crime on her. But Chihiro was suspended with, it was some kind of rope, was it not? So you're saying that maybe the posters were switched? Then, does that mean that the carpets were switched too? But why would anyone do that? I can certainly follow your reasoning, but why would the culprit bother doing that? Why would they go to all that trouble of switching the scene of the crime? Actually, an even bigger question. If the murder did take place in the boys' locker room, then how did Chihiro get in the boys' locker room in the first place? To get into the locker rooms, you have to swipe your e-handbook across the card reader device. But Chihiro's handbook should have only allowed her access to the girls' locker room. She had no way to get into the boys' locker room to begin with. I highly doubt that. Is it really possible? Could Chihiro really have gotten into the boys' locker room somehow? Plus, isn't there a regulation against using someone else's handbook? And you think that might be because it doesn't have anything to do with him? That's true. Very well then. I'm with you too. Now that you mention it, yes, I did see him. Oh, but I suppose only Makoto knows about this. The rest of you had no idea, did you? That is why you're all making such ugly noises. It was last night, right before nighttime. I saw Chihiro in the dormitory warehouse. I saw him stuffing a track jacket into a duffel bag, and then, I assume, he headed off to exercise. And that is when he said something that struck me as rather odd. Chihiro told me he was in a hurry. But why would he be in a hurry? Only if someone were waiting for him, I should think. Which means that conversely, he must have trusted whoever he was meeting with very much. Enough so that he was willing to risk his secret being revealed. Are you sure about that? You really think we can figure out who did it based on two pieces of evidence that we don't have? The bag was just a normal duffel bag from the warehouse. All the bags in there are the same, so I can't imagine what would make that one special. Did any of that really help us get any closer to figuring out who the culprit is? As a matter of fact, it was Blue. The only one I told about any of this was you. Ah, now I understand. It was all one big bluff, wasn't it? Your true intention was to draw a slip of the tongue from the culprit. That's why you said you knew who did it. To put them on edge. Well, this does present us with a problem. It seems we are all out of leads. I imagine the culprit broke it to get rid of any evidence after the murder. And yet, this one does appear to be broken. As is Leon's, sitting useless in the main hall. For all your confidence, that is a remarkably high failure rate. In other words, if Mondo's handbook is actually broken, then that proves that what Makoto said is right. So then, the broken handbook in the main hall is actually Mondo's, which would mean that the handbook Mondo has right now is actually Leon's. Yes, it was Hiro. He does not have an alibi for when the murders took place, and we found him in that suit. I am sorry to say, Hiro, but we do have evidence. Blueprints for the suit, parts we assume were used to build it, and all of it was found in your room. You have to admit, the evidence is quite compelling. It points to you as having created the suit and wearing it while committing crime after crime. Everything we found in your room, the blueprints, the suit parts, they are all proof enough that you are the culprit. What do you mean? Unless that person made it a point to disguise their handwriting. And what reason do you have to make such a statement? You do have a reason, yes? In other words, you think they used the dolly to move the body, am I right? But are you sure you are not mistaken? Are you absolutely positive the dolly was in the equipment room when we found Taka's body? That dolly was made specifically for moving large objects between the repository and the art room. It would be very strange indeed to discover it had made its way to the equipment room. Is it not possible that it was in the repository all along, and you simply didn't realize it? There is no shame in being wrong. Nobody expects much from you anyway. We have all accepted the fact that you rarely understand what is going on around you. Well, what's to stop you from simply pushing the dolly with your feet? No, wait. Just a second, if you please. Have you forgotten about the picture that I took? You all got a good look at it, did you not? The image of Hifumi being dragged away by robo-justice? If whoever was in that suit is not the culprit, how do you explain that? Besides, do you remember what the now-deceased Hifumi said? So long as those facts exist, the proper conclusion is beyond question. The individual inside the suit and the culprit are one and the same. It was Hiro, without a doubt. It seems I was unconscious for about an hour after I was attacked by my mystery assailant. I know it was an hour because I remember being attacked a little after 7. I saw someone moving around on the third floor. And I yelled out to everyone as soon as I did. And it does not stop there. There was also the moment when we discovered his body had disappeared. When his body vanished from the nurse's office, Hina and I were in the bathroom together, while everyone else was in the equipment room, correct? And then there's the disappearance of Taka's body from the equipment room. At that time, we were all gathered together in the nurse's office because of Hifumi going missing. In other words, it is impossible that any of us could have killed Hifumi or moved either of their bodies. On the other hand, Hiro and Kyoko had disappeared, so they most certainly could have done those things. That it isn't possible. No, it is impossible. Hifumi was dead, without a doubt. Surely you heard the body discovery announcement along with the rest of us. Hifumi's dead body had been found, and that is why the announcement was made. Of course it was. The announcement played right after we discovered his body. Maybe Monokuma simply got lazy and rolled them together into one. That is the worst logic I have ever heard. But honestly, I do not think there's anything that can prove he was still alive. This whole thing is pointless. But when you compare his body before being moved and his body after being moved, other than the change in how it was positioned, there was no notable difference. Of course not. It is impossible. Oh, this is ridiculous. Perhaps you'd like to fill the rest of us in? Even if that is true, it does not mean he wiped the blood off himself. And what might that be? So the question is, how could the culprit have gotten their hands on either of the hammers? Personally, I haven't a clue. Well, whatever it was, there's one thing we have to figure out. How was the culprit able to move around so freely with the weapon? How did nobody witness them carrying it? Hold on a moment. I still think it's strange to assume someone was working together with him. The way the graduation rule works, there is no benefit to helping someone else carry out a murder. So the idea that anyone would work together like that is simply ludicrous. We talked about this, did we not? Based on the rules that have been laid out for us, even if more than one person is complicit in the murder, only the one who actually carried out the act can graduate and survive. Assuming the rule holds true, it is simply impossible that two people work together on this. Ah, so I'm the suspicious individual now, am I? I really do hate this kind of joke. So what you are saying, then, is that I specifically chose to work together with Hifumi. The idea that I would choose to spend any amount of time interacting with him, that I would go within 10 feet of that shit for brains, that lazy, worthless, goddamn idiot! Pardonnez-moi. Is that so? I have no idea what you mean. Oh, did I? What are you talking about? All I said was, they must really be enjoying this. Enjoying the sight of us standing around, frightened and confused. They must be positively elated. We are all going to die here. We are going to die. Just like those guys died. And that is all I said. You all have such vivid imaginations, you know that? You claim that I was lying when I told you about the suspicious person I saw. Then what about the picture I took? How do you explain this picture of the costumed villain dragging Hifumi away? Have you so quickly forgotten? You are the only one who could have possibly fit into that suit. Plus, I happen to know that this particular camera does not have a timer. In other words, it is an unassailable fact that this is a picture of Hifumi being dragged away. If everything I told you was a lie, how can this picture exist? What could you possibly mean by that? No, there is no other explanation. Such a thing is utterly impossible. Hifumi was dragging him away? Ridiculous. Then shut your mouth and allow me to educate you. Like I said, ridiculous. As you can see in the picture, the suspect is standing perfectly upright. If the person inside the suit was unconscious, there's no way they could stand up straight like that. Checkmate?
Don't make me laugh, you idiot! What do you mean, checkmate? Clearly, you want to cram me into your little guilty box. Well, there's one little problem.
Have you already forgotten what Hifumi told us as he lay dying? When we asked him who had attacked him, his answer was quite clear, was it not? He said, and I quote, Yasuhiro.
In other words, Yasuhiro Hagakure! What the hell are you talking about? I'll burn you alive!
I'm sure it was just incidental. By chance, he just... his first name...
What did you just say? To think you'd take your false accusation so far, I don't know whether to laugh or spit! Come on! Enough with your idiotic blather! Yasuhiro is a loser's name! Do I look like a loser to you? Well, do I? What? I think I've earned the right to be a little on edge. Fine! Make sure your ear holes are wide open and listen up! My real name is Celestia Ludenberg. Could you please stop making me repeat myself over and over again?
How many times do I have to tell you? My name is...
Celestia Ludenberg, goddammit!
I'm not pretending. It's the truth. And since you have no way to contradict me...
That's the only truth there is! Moron!
What? That's an invasion of privacy. I refuse to cooperate. Even when I'm put in check, it's just my nature not to give up. Because!
Until the game's over, you never know what might happen!
I lost? When was the last time I was forced to utter such words? They hang heavy around my neck. Listen to you, trying to take charge, as if you're my private instructor.
I, Celestia Ludenberg.
Actually, no. Taiko Yasuhiro is fine. I'm the kind of person, once I've lost, I don't like things to drag on. Okay, Monokuma. I'm ready to begin. Or, no, I suppose this is the end, isn't it?
I do not think we have been introduced. I am Celestia Ludenberg. Actually, are you okay with this? This is fine. Isn't it wonderful? Most unfortunate. As for me, well, then perhaps, let's see. Yes, indeed.
Hey, you little bitch!
What the... Honestly, there is nothing to be done. Is that okay? Do you understand? So then, well, I hope you are well. How are you? Did you need something? Oh, well, honestly, indeed, it is so. I wonder about that. Huh? Could it be? No, thank you. I am so happy. Everyone. You have it wrong.
I cannot agree. You are a fool. So pathetic. Lies will get you nowhere. Do your worst. Away with you, you miserable wretch. Oh!
I guess I'll let Kyoko hold on to this. Will it really give you the hope you're looking for? I can't say I ever saw it that way. Which is why... Actually, it's not important. Well then... Take care, everyone. Perhaps we'll meet again. In another life.
What are you doing out this late? Are you planning to go exercise, perhaps? Because I can see a blue track jacket sticking out of that duffel bag you're carrying.